You know how much we all love our Havanese, but those goodbyes when you have to leave, heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's rough.
So today we're really diving deep into Havanese separation anxiety.
Right.
We'll figure out why it's practically a thing with this breed.
Right.
How can you be sure it's actually happening?
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, we've got expert advice.
Absolutely.
To help your furry friend feel okay when you're not around.
It's not just a little clinginess with these guys. It's like deeply rooted.
Well, true.
Like in their history.
Okay, so let's back up a sec. Everyone says Havanese are Velcro dogs.
Yeah.
But how does their history play into this whole anxiety thing?
Okay, so picture this. For centuries, Havanese, they were pampered companions to like Cuban aristocracy.
That's fancy pups.
Right. They weren't out herding sheep or protecting a castle. Nope. Their entire world revolved around their humans being alone. Just wasn't in their DNA.
So we're talking about
generation.
Of built-in, I need to be with you, Enos.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then fast forward to today, right?
Yeah.
We love them for that same loving personality, but it's that same need that can backfire when we have to leave them.
It's like my neighbor's Havanese, Luna.
Yeah.
The second they leave, she's a furry tornado. It's just sad. But I mean, is it always a routine change that sets it off?
It's definitely a big one. Think about all those dogs during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone home 24/7 and suddenly, bam, back to work, back to school.
Huge adjustment.
Right. Any dog would find that tough, but especially a breed so tuned into their people.
Totally. And what about rescue Havanese?
Oh, yeah, good point.
I mean, their past has got to play a role too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We don't always know their full story.
Right.
But any trauma, instability, it can really amp up their anxiety when they're alone. It all comes down to trust and feeling safe.
So we know Havanese are, like, predisposed to this anxiety. But how can we be really sure it's not just, like, a little neediness?
Right.
Or, you know, a touch of diva behavior?
Oh, for sure. Oh, totally. I mean, some pups, they've got the manipulation game down.
Oh, yeah.
But with real separation anxiety, there are some pretty clear signs.
Okay, give it to me straight. As Havanese parents,
yeah,
what should we be looking out for?
Timing is a big one. Like, if your Havanese loses it the second you touch your keys or you're putting your shoes on, that's a sign they're connecting it to you leaving.
It's like they can smell our intention to leave the house. Mine even knows the sound of my specific drawer closing. It's freaky.
It's wild, right? And it's not just like barking or whining.
Right.
Destructive behavior.
Yeah.
That's another big one. Chewing, scratching, even accidents in the house, things they never do when you're there.
It's easy to be frustrated.
Yeah.
But I've heard it's so important to remember, like, they're not doing it out of spite.
No, not at all. It's not about being mad at you. They're genuinely stressed out.
Yeah.
Another thing is repetitive behavior.
Okay.
Like pacing back and forth, you know, same pattern or circling the same spot.
Okay. So more than just the zoomies, it's like their anxiety is stuck in a loop.
Exactly. They're trying to handle being alone, and that's like their way to cope.
Makes sense.
The good news is once you realize it is separation anxiety,
There
are ways to help them feel calmer, more confident when you leave.
Okay. That's good to hear. Because once you know it's not bad dog, but more like anxious pup, it's like you can work with them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not against them.
Yeah.
So where do we even start? I've heard gradual desensitization.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of intense.
It's actually very simple.
Okay.
Instead of going from 0 to 60, it's more like we're going to slowly get your Havanese used to being alone.
Gotcha.
Baby steps.
So instead of like leaving for 8 hours on day one.
Right.
We're talking like shorter.
Shorter.
More manageable.
Exactly. Start with like just a minute or two.
Okay.
Maybe step outside, grab a mail, come right back.
I can do that.
The key is to make those little absences normal.
So they start to get it.
Yeah.
That you leaving, it doesn't always mean you're gone.
Exactly.
Okay.
As they get comfy, you gradually, you know, bump it up a bit. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, like that.
Makes sense. But there's got to be more to it than just like leave, come back, repeat.
Oh, for sure. There's more to it.
What else can we do during those little times to make them, I don't know, less stressful for them?
Yeah.
So we're easing them in with those short little trips out the door. But how do we make those times alone less scary? What about when we do actually have to leave for, like, a while? Give me all your tips and tricks.
So one thing you can try is connecting your leaving with something positive.
Okay.
So instead of it being this big sad thing, you want them thinking about something fun that happens when you go.
Oh, I see. Like a special toy they only get when you're gone, or one of those puzzle feeders with their favorite treat?
Exactly. You want them to be like, wait, hold on. When they leave, the good stuff comes out.
Talk about turning a negative into a positive. What if those mini departures are still causing, like, meltdowns?
So that's where building independence comes in. And I don't mean just leaving them alone. It's more like creating a safe space in your home,
Okay.
a place they connect with good vibes.
So, like a cozy little corner with their bed, a blanket, maybe some calming shoes.
Yes, a crate can actually be great for this. As
Right.
long as you introduce it the right way and never use it for punishment. The key is to make it really inviting. Encourage them to hang out there even when you're home with praise, treats, whatever your Havanese loves.
It's all about making it positive. Now, we touched on this before, but how does exercise fit into this whole separation anxiety thing? I'm all about that tired dog is a happy dog life.
Yes. Physical exercise is so important. A good walk, some intense fetch,
Right.
whatever gets that energy out makes a huge difference. A tired Havanese is just less likely to get all worked up and anxious.
Sounds like they used up all their nervous energy so they can chill.
Exactly. But it's not just about physical tiredness. Mental stimulation is just as important, maybe even more.
Right. We can't forget about those smarty pants having these brains.
Yeah.
What are your go-to mental exercises?
Puzzle feeders are awesome. They
Yeah,
have
yeah.
to figure out how to get the food, keeps them busy.
Right.
Even just doing some training, practicing tricks or commands
Oh, yeah.
can really tire them out mentally.
It's like giving their brain a workout. So we've talked about some great strategies to start with.
We have.
But our listeners are dying to know, what do the big names in dog training, what do they say?
Oh, I love this part. Let's start with Caesar Mellon.
Yeah, okay. The dog whisperer.
The one and only. He's all about leadership and routine. He believes dogs do well when they have clear boundaries, when they know their place.
Right, it's that be calm and assertive energy he's known for. So for separation anxiety, would that mean like having a super clear routine when you leave?
Exactly. It's all about consistency, making it predictable. Milan would probably say something like, a quick walk to bring off some energy, then a calm but firm stay when you leave. No long goodbyes, no drama.
It's like you're projecting confidence that you'll be back so they don't have to freak out.
Yeah.
Now, switching gears a bit, what about Victoria Stilwell? I love her positive reinforcement style.
Stilwell, the queen of positive reinforcement, she'd be all about making alone time a good thing. She'd probably be on board with gradual desensitization,
Right.
but also with making that alone space that we talked about super appealing. Fun toys, frozen Kongs, all that.
It's like creating a little vacation for them.
Right. And like Mullane, she'd say routine is key. But Stilwell's a big believer in teaching dogs how to cope, like settling on a mat, chewing a toy on their own.
So it's not just about distracting them when you're gone, it's giving them the skills to calm themselves down,
Exactly.
manage their own anxiety. I love that.
And it's a good reminder that whatever you choose, patience is everything. Don't expect overnight miracles. It takes time, doing it consistently, and lots of positive reinforcement.
Certainly, that's for sure. But picture this. You get home from work, and instead of being tackled by anxiety, you've got a calm Havanese, maybe even snoozing peacefully. That's the dream, right?
It's the dream. And while it might take some work, with the right approach, it's totally possible.
And on that hopeful note, we're wrapping up this deep dive. To all our Havanese-loving listeners, you've got this. With some patience, understanding, and a few expert tips, you can help your furry friend feel safe, secure, and who knows, maybe even a little excited about those solo moments. Until next time.
The Havanese HQ podcast is a production of Havanese World and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Gary Fujioka Sr. is the managing editor and executive producer.